Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a hike to Windfall Lake, north of Juneau, we take a break in a swampy lowland. Mosquitoes are thick, and we are wearing repellent, and head nets, and full coverage clothing. Some people claim that they are especially targeted by mosquitoes, and it's possible. Mosquitoes are attracted by a combination of factors: carbon dioxide in our exhaled breath, warmth, moisture, and even darker colors. Someone who is sweating hard and breathing harder is a prime target. Alaska is home to more than 30 species of mosquitoes, including the relatively large snow mosquito, which emerges early and can be active when there's still snow on the ground. In all cases, it's only the female that bites, requiring a bit of blood nourishment to lay eggs. That tiny amount of blood adds up when millions of mosquitoes are swarming. In the summer tundra of northern Alaska, a caribou can lose up to a pint of blood a day to hordes of mosquitoes. Mosquitoes can be bad in Alaska, but fortunately they're not dangerous, as they can be in warmer parts of the world where they transmit diseases like malaria, caused by a tiny parasite that lives in the mosquito. A mosquito only lives about a month. Alaska's relatively short summers don't provide enough time for the life cycle of the Plasmodium parasites and the mosquitoes to reach fruition and transmit the disease. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.